Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Eugene and Anne just get patched up after a daring run around the city, trying to solve a mystery that wasn't even a mystery. But before we check in with them, let's see how Pirate Penny is doing down at Castle Clinton.
It is complete. It's fully grafted now. Project Landwell cannot be stopped.
Your pirateness?
What is it? I'm gloating!
We've gotten odd reports about those two nincompoops. Yeah, it appears they've been running all around the city, but, we can't figure out why.
Could they be unraveling my plan? Each stop, some elaborate trap laid for me? I destroyed the four elementals when I killed Hiram and I ended Marianne. Those last two couldn't possibly. This is annoying!
What should we do?
You plan and you plan. I put a complex and unwieldy plan into motion, and what? A couple of goo-goos want to tear me down?
Hey, don't beat yourself up, boss. You're doing great.
Really? You think so?
Absolutely.
There are just times I feel like I'm only pretending to be an evil supervillain, that I'm faking it. That deep down I'm just a regular villain. Or even a below-average villain like Von Bismarck or the Copperhead Democrats.
You're the best gang leader we ever had. We were gonna wait to tell you till we had the whole gang together, but, you got nominated for 10 Metropolitan Gang Awards.
The gangies? Oh, but the Tong always win.
Yeah, but this could be your year.
Not if Project Landwell gets beefed before it gets going. We must make sure it goes off without a hitch. If those two idiots interfere, capture them and bring them to me. Alive.
Yes, Pirate Penny.
It begins.
Meanwhile, at the Jewish Veterans Hospital, Eugene and Angus had their wounds tended to and were ready to continue the fight, as Almost Officer Shandel Doubles Blum looks on.
That's good morphine.
We need to get to Castle Clinton and end this.
And I'll help!
You need to get the police mobilized. Whatever Project Landwell is, it's big.
And I'll help!
We'll need all the help we can get.
Good thinking. Enjoy being a copper, but solving crimes is also really fun. I'll rally the blue boys and raise the sirens.
You're not a full-time flatfoot yet, but this will get you the badge for sure. Now let's get going and also a refill on this morphine.
As Eugene took the slippery slide toward addiction, the three made plans to meet up at Castle Clinton later. Back at police headquarters, Commissioner Roosevelt looked out at the dark storm clouds on the horizon.
Storms are coming. It's monger weather, fishmonger weather, and only one hero can bring you down, the big...
Commissioner!
Huh? Oh, Sergeant Fitz, I was just signing forms. Forms. Yes, forms. I love them.
Aye, you're like the King Puck in Kilgoran, but I came to tell you that your cake has arrived.
Ooh, my afternoon cake, bring it here. Vanilla. My favorite vanilla. Delicious.
Cut my dingle. You sure enjoy your sweeties.
I take no pleasure in this, Sergeant. The latest medical journals say the best way to keep your pep is to ingest sugar. Bully sugar, nature's candy.
Far be it from me to go against science, but there is an old Irish legend that complex carbohydrates and refined sugar...
I don't care about old wives' tales. I'm certainly not mainlining this frosting for the sheer deliciousness of it. I am preparing for something big. Ooh, thunder.
Oh, sir, you have a lot of icing on your...
soul.
Face.
And soul. Buttercream dreams and caramel hopes.
Also, that patrol you sent to investigate Castle Clinton has disappeared.
Bully, sounds like a job for the big stick.
Ooh, exciting.
What?
Are you going to change here?
What do you mean?
Change. Into your costume.
I'm not. I don't even know what you're talking about.
None can know my secret.
I won't tell no. Not even my priest.
You'll have nothing to tell because there's nothing going on here. Now, on unrelated business, I have to go. Unrelated.
Please. My missus, she knitted me this. It's got a nice tree motif and I thought I could be the shillelagh. And we could both...
Both what? Be normal police officers who do normal work?
A sidekick.
That unrelated business won't solve itself. I must go. Oops, almost forgot my stick. My unrelated stick. Ta-ta.
Oh, potato.
Let's move to the Battery of Manhattan, deep downtown. Eugene and Angus head toward Castle Clinton.
Castle Clinton. Built as a fort to protect the city, then turned into a performance venue where... the great clown fire that took my parents.
Where did it take them? What? Oh, the grave.
Just the thought sends shivers. But I am going to face my fears.
Nothing will stop us now.
Stop right there!
Yikes!
I'm Priscilla Beans, and you've been working to destroy my plan this whole time!
Are you... Pirate Penny?
Who? No! I just said I'm Priscilla Beans. You've ruined my life.
Look, we don't even know you, so...
It all started down by the docks. You were getting those birds and you bumped into me. Watch it, Macintosh!
Sorry, hot birds coming through.
Oh, what a puss on that mug. What's he so happy about? Don't matter none. How dare he? Doesn't he know I'm Priscilla Beans, the most cunning thief east of the Mississippi? And it's... Oh, I'm late. You made me late.
That's hardly ruining your life.
That's not the half of it. I was tasked with stealing the famed German geode from the Astronomical Society. They acquired it in a lawsuit. I had the perfect plan. I needed someone to tell them the geode was cursed, and they'd throw it away. They're very superstitious. They always met on the roof of a police station to look at Saturn, since this roof has an uninterrupted view of the sky. I had the perfect patsy!
I just like yammering. Points of a pencil's not stories, you lunk.
Speedy is right. To the commissioner.
Also, that geode is cursed. Get rid of it!
What geode? Never mind, we must go.
Away!
Good work, Speedy. You've gotten those no-good scientists headed in the right direction.
Just give me my ill-gotten gelt. I don't care for schemes, but this payola can buy me a spot in the marathon. A marathon of marathons that will take me from Vancouver to Canvuka, the secret city in Patagonia founded by rogue Canadians, the first Jew to jog the Americas. That'll be me!
Here, just stop talking.
And away I go!
Yes! Everything is falling into place.
I bet Saturn will be a real ring-a-ding. Get it?
Oh, you.
Wait, who are you fellas?
We are the geode-owning Astronomical Society, of course.
But who are those other jerks? You were supposed to throw away the geode.
Never! Well, Well, maybe if a short and fast Jew had told us to, but now we're definitely donating it to the Natural History Museum, where it'll be kept under heightened security. Let's away, fellow spaceheads!
My plan was ruined, but I did have a slim chance to grab it before they handed it over to the museum. But just as they were heading into the building, I was assaulted. Now's my chance. They're just about to... A runaway Frenchman in a... I got tangled in his breathing hose and he dragged me halfway to Harlem before I managed to get loose, and the geode got locked away.
Well, that's not exactly...
Oh, there's more. With the geode in the Natural History Museum, there'd be no easy way to get it, but I found out there was a big donor, Henry B. Lubins.
Lubins?
So I was going to make an appointment, but you got there first, and by the time I tried...
Let us away!
I did a good job of being quiet. Good work, Ellis. Good work.
Excuse me, I'd like to make an appointment.
Sorry, I'm on break. No more appointments.
I had to kick rocks. But then I realized that Ellis Fellow was the weak link. Through him, I could get Lubins' membership form and sneak in at the Big Bone Ball by dressing as Lubins.
Lubins.
So I seduced Ellis and then trapped him in a multi-level rat marketing scheme where you sell rats to a friend who then sells rats to their friends, but it never works. And quickly, he owed a lot of money to a mysterious rat donor, me. So I blackmailed him into getting the membership form, but you kept getting in the way.
Wait. Doesn't that...
Can I ring the police and have you arrested for trespassing?
No. Let's go, Eugene. Oh,
fine, but...
Come on.
No, but if he didn't not murder him, then he'd... Wait. If one of him always lies and the other always tells...
Good. They're gone. Now to sneak over to the desk.
What?
It's Eugene again. I forgot my hat.
You didn't have a hat?
Well played, well played. So close to a free hat.
And now back to my nefarious...
Me again.
What?
I was waiting outside. I put a red herring on the steps of Lubberton to signal Ellis to make the drop, using the old nursery rhyme. If you see a herring about, make sure to drop the membership without doubt. But if you don't see the fish, do with the membership whatever you wish. And you took the herring.
A red herring? A red herring! Finally, a vital clue! We should stay together all night and figure this out.
I was planning on going to the library in the morning. I'll get some red and herring-related documents then. Goodbye now.
Oh, sure, we could do that. I'll call you. With my voice, because that's the only way to reach you since they kicked me out of the telegram office. Wow, you walk fast. You're already way down the block. Okay, then I'll put this fish in my pocket.
Since he didn't see the herring, he could do whatever he wished. And he sold the membership to a membership collector for enough to get out of rat debt, and thus he was no longer under my thrall.
I still have the fish in my pocket if you want.
That's what that smell is.
I wish it was just the fish.
Stuff your fish. I still needed that geode, and I realized there was an exact copy of Lubins' membership in Membership Magazine, a very low-circulation niche publication that was only carried in one library. I tried to get it, but...
Forgive me, but do let me know when you've cracked it. I must go.
I'm sorry. I'll try to... Who's over there? What are you doing with that magazine? Don't you tear out a page that's library property! That's no good. Come back! Stop!
She was gaining fast, so I needed to lighten my load, so I tossed the magazine, and it was promptly eaten by hungry, hungry newsies.
They do love magazine glue.
So the membership was right out. Instead, I decided I could just blow a hole in the museum when no one was looking, since No Look Day was coming up, the national holiday where everyone looks away in commemoration of when Horatio Gates won the Battle of Saratoga by not looking at the redcoat commander, Gentleman Johnny Burgoyne, in a one-on-one game of blind man's bluff.
We all know about No Look Day. Sorry, go on.
So I got a bunch of explosives at great personal expense and stored them in a safe place, a condemned building. But it wasn't so safe, was it?
It's dark in here. Here, let me light this candle.
Eugene?
Yes?
That's not a candle, that's a stick of dynamite.
Damn you, Alfred Nobel, you've once again bested me. Oh, I'll dunk it in this barrel of water. Oh, that's not water, that's fire. What the bollywick?
It's spreading. And also, throw that dynamite.
Oh, right, the mite.
That was a load-bearing wall, I bet.
I showed up just to see it all go kaboom. So that plan's out the window, and I still don't have that geode. And the guy that hired me was getting antsy, so I hired a master forger, but that didn't work either.
I'm a master forger. Yeah, I forge all sorts of things. How do you think I can afford a top floor on a teacher's salary? Can I hide this hunk of rock I'm working on with you?
I guess.
There you are, you scoundrel.
That's Professor Mike's cue to beat feet.
I can outrun you any day, you philandering egghead!
They have fun. Oops, I dropped that thing Mike gave me and it's super broken. Oh well.
Open it!
Letter. Right, from Lubbins. Let's see what we got.
And when I snuck out of the place, that cop saw me again, recognized me from the magazine napping, and gave chase.
That's where Doubles went.
Went after me. Luckily, I had a backup plan. There's a secret river that runs under Central Park, put in by Olmsted when he designed the park because a mystic once told him that one day a giant bug would come from Mars and eat him unless he took refuge in an underground river.
Could still happen.
Of course. And the river flows right under the Natural History Museum, and there's a small hatch that goes right into the Hall of Minerals. Curator Osborne uses it to dump junk fossils. But navigating a subterranean rapid-filled river ain't easy, and only one captain agreed.
You'll take us to Coney Island?
I do have a booking for later tonight, but we should be back from that rabbit-plagued refuge before nightfall.
Huzzah!
And you know how that turned out.
Where is he? Ha! You missed, boys. Now I'll swim to safety and up. Oh, no! The shark! Ah!
Yeah! Oh. That shark is shanking all down that line. Think of it. Get that shark.
Oh. It looks like they're all getting swept out to sea by the current, even the shark.
How are you remembering things you weren't there for?
I have a vivid imagination. But with Fancy gone, I had nothing! There was no way I could get that geode, and why? Because of you.
Wow. That really makes one realize that life really is an interconnected tapestry, and who knows how we affect one another.
We are more alike than we are different.
Stop learning lessons! And because of all that, I have something for you.
Yipes, a gun!
Priscilla Beans aimed the gun at them. But before we finish this...
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Let's check in with Shandel, who made it back to police headquarters.
We need every cop. 7 alarms. Activate the reserves. The reserve reserves. Mobilize the whole force.
Belay that order. Everyone, back to load.
But Sergeant Fitz.
Listen, you wee lass. I know you got your knickers in a twist, but don't be giving orders. You ain't even a real copper. You're just a quota hire, and barely one at that.
We need to get to Castle Clinton. Project Land Whale is...
Maybe the commissioner should have thought of that before he went off gallivanting without a sidekick.
What?
Oh, la-di-da. You come in acting like it's our job to protect and serve. But where's old Fitz's parade? No one respects the cops. No one gives us our respect.
Why don't you earn that respect by stopping Pirate Penny and her gang?
Oh. Earn respect? Earn respect? That what they teach in them fancy schools? Hey, boys. She thinks cops should earn respect. You know what, boys? Day off for everyone.
I'm gonna eat lunch outside.
I'm gonna use this time to help the community. By whistling at dames. Oh, they love the positive reinforcement about all that matters.
Not all heroes wear capes. Time to return to the hammock. Ooh, that's good. Oath.
Well, I'm going to stop the blowhole game.
No, you ain't. You're a cop. You have the day off. So no policing while off duty.
I'm not a cop, am I? I'm just an almost officer, and I'm going to almost take a day off.
Oh, she's got me on a technicality. The worst kind of cality. Begora! I'm madder than a bilberry at the Leonisa.
Hold on, Elementals. I'm coming.
But would it be quick enough? Because right now, Eugene and Andrews were staring down the barrel of a gun.
It's all because of you. That I realized crime doesn't pay. So I met with the person who hired me. We hashed it out, and now I'm going to become a legitimate gun dealer. I got this gun for you.
I'm not really a Pistol Pete, but let me see. Huh. I do feel masculated just holding it.
Who hired you to steal that geode?
Finbar Gillum.
Who?
The notary of crime, whom neither Angus nor Eugene ever met.
Huh. I think I know him.
He didn't.
Anyway, we're glad it all worked out.
It really did. Enjoy the gun.
Bye.
And with that, Priscilla Beans left New York and moved out west. Her gun shop became one of the most popular, and eventually she'd go on to found the NRA. Not the National Rifle Association, that was founded earlier in 1871. Rather, the Nautical Rangers of America, an elite gun-toting deep-sea diving rescue force. Maybe we'll get to that some other time.
See you, Jean. We can still do good in this world, even if it's only by accident and happenstance.
We are good people. That's the lesson, right?
As Alexis de Tocqueville once said, ow, dart in my neck.
Wiser words were never spoken.
No, someone darted me with a...
Angus? Angus, is all that part of the quote, or... Ow! I've been hit with a blowgun dart. Now I know how de Tocqueville felt. Ooh.
They're out.
Zing! Got him! Now bring him to Pirate Penny before the rain starts.
Too late.
Oh, no.
They're gonna be slippery.
Less jabber, more grabber.
The Land Whale Murders is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan A. Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. It was directed by James Oliva and mixed by Martin D. Fowler. Find the full cast list at landwhalepod.com. I'll log on right after I finish my new invention, drinkable pie. It's gonna be big. All the liquid you love about pie and all the drinkability of crust. Yum! Anyway, keep kvetching and call your mother for once.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Lubbins.